Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Ms. Sharon, and I'd like to welcome you to our Junior Giants show. Junior Giants speaks right here on Blog Talk Radio. I pray that all is well with you this morning and you and your families are doing well. It's just good to be back with you with some of our Junior Giant reporters. I'm going to do a name check to make sure that I have everyone here, and if I could get a response from my reporters, that would be great. Can I hear from Ariana Griggs? Are you there, Ariana? Okay. Can I hear from Grace? Are you there, Grace? Can I hear from Ariel? Can I hear from Faith? Hello? Hello? Ladies, are you there? Okay, we seem to be having technical difficulties. I can hear no one. Hello? Okay, ladies, if you can hear me, everybody hang up.
Hello?
Everybody hang up and call back in because I can't hear anything. Nothing is coming over the air.
Okay, so hang up and call back again.
Okay, now, can you hear me? Don't put me on mute.
I can hear you. I can.
Everybody hang up and call back in.
Okay.
All right. Hello, whose number is 218-0032? Hello? 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 Hello, who's in the who's online?
Grace.
All right, let's try it again. I don't know what happened. Okay. Who's number 713-766-7668? Who is that?
Ariana Griggs.
All right, Ariana. Whose number is 3443868661?
Faith.
All right. I thought I just had Faith.
Well, I hung up because I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, whose number is 4397485?
Grace.
Okay. Okay. I have no idea what happened, but I could hear nobody. Could you guys hear me?
No.
Yes.
No, ma'am.
Well, no.
Okay. Well, let's see how we do this time. I'm going to see if the other kids will rejoin us. Hold on. Let me try to text them.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I was just making sure somebody was there.
One minute, I got a bunch of people texting me. Radio. This is the show that is for children, by children, and about children, and the things that are important to them. We're just happy to be back here with you this week. It seems like it's been a while since we've been on the air, so we're glad to be here, and I'm here with my Junior Giant reporters. Can you guys say hello?
Hello.
Hello.
and it's just good to have them. We have an interesting topic of discussion, and we're going to go on and get started. But first, as always, I'd like to thank the parents for their assistance in helping us to make our show a success and allowing the children to be part of Junior Giant Speaks. We believe that as this summer, we go into the summer, we're going to be doing great things on Junior Giant. We're going to be doing great things, and so I want to encourage you to, for those of you who are listening, to encourage your children to be involved and let them know that this is an outlet for them. As we go into the summer, the young people are going to be displaying their talents, their individual talents, because we recognize that God has given them all types of talents, and we want to make sure that they utilize those talents to the best of their abilities. We don't want them to get stunted, or we don't want them to be discouraged. We want them to go forth, whether their talent is singing, writing, or being athletically inclined, whatever it may be. We are looking forward to exhibiting that in some way. We want you to remember to go to the website. As we come to the end of the school year, their accomplishments will be posted on the website just to celebrate how well that they are doing. We're going to go on and get started this morning. And this morning we're going to be talking about friendship. And the reason that we're going to be talking about friendship, Okay, so we're going to go on and get started. I'm having technical difficulties today. I need to make sure that I still have Ariana. Ariana Griggs, are you there? Hello? Hello, who's there?
Grace.
Okay, we're going to try this. I had to reset everything, so let's try it one last time. I appreciate your patience. Thank you, Grace. And we're going to just chit chat while we wait for everyone to join us. Okay.
Okay. What happened?
I don't know, something with the studio. I don't know if it was the studio or my computer. My computer is doing its own thing these days, so. Is it safe somewhere close by?
I this was unique with it to call back in 5 minutes. So I'll go.
Okay. What are your plans for today?
She's calling.
Okay.
Is she on there yet?
Okay. Whose number is 713-7668?
Ariana Griggs.
All right, Ariana, we're going to try this again.
Okay.
Okay, Faith, Faith, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We're going to wait to see if we can get Ariel back. Ariana, you have any plans for today?
Well, I'm going to a bridging ceremony for Girl Scouts at 4:30.
Okay. You enjoy Girl Scouts?
Yes.
Why?
Well, it kind of helps the girls' personality and helps them to make new friends and to learn new things. It's like a group that helps girls to be able to develop and have more confidence in themselves.
Okay. Okay, we're going to, it hasn't been quite 5 minutes, and I ask everybody to call back in 5 minutes, so let's give it a few more minutes. And
okay.
Then we will begin. So, like I said, I want you guys to be thinking about, well, this summer we're going to do a picnic. And I have to find the best place and the best time of day so we don't burn up. And I need you to bring, each one of you to bring someone that would like to be a junior giant. Okay? And junior giants are between the ages of 7 and 12. So remember that.
Okay.
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 What if we can't bring somebody?
I want you to try. Don't defeat yourself before you even try.
Okay.
Okay. There's somebody out there that would think this is something interesting to do, and you know them. So ask God to show you who it is and go on and get them. If you already think you can't, then you've already halfway defeated yourself. So know that you can and try, okay?
Okay. I hear someone.
No, no one's called in yet. But I'm going to send this text, and then after this, we're just going to go on and get started.
Okay.
What you probably hear is the lawn people, because now, of course, we're on the air. They're outside mowing my grass.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing.
Are your people, are you mowing the grass?
Yes, well, not our grass, but like the neighbor's grass and stuff like that.
And I've moved from one room to the next, but every time I move to a room, they go to the other side, the same side of the house, so it's not doing any good. Okay, ladies, we're going to go and get started. I bet you this is going to be a very good discussion because it was so difficult to get it started. Okay, so here we go. You ready?
Yes.
All right, good morning. Good morning, good morning. This is Miss Sharon here with Junior Giant Speaks right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm here this morning with my Junior Giant reporters. We are calling in our conversation today. We're going to be talking about friendship. We've had some technical difficulties this morning, but I thank them for sticking with me and persevering. But that's just the makeup of a junior giant. We're not quitters. And so I'm glad to have them here. As always, I want to thank the parents for allowing them to be a part of Junior Giants. I want to thank them for just the time and energy it takes to put together the information that the young people come up with. We're going to be doing some great things as the summer comes along. We're trying to grow our Junior Giants staff. Junior Giants can range from the age of between the ages of 7 and 12. And the point of Junior Giants is to allow the Junior Giants to express their talents and to show the world what God has given them as far as their talents are concerned. Everybody's not a singer. Some people are writers. Some people are dancers. And Junior Giants is just a way to express what they're doing and let the world see their gifts and talents. Too often children aren't noticed until they are getting in trouble. But the Junior Giants are not young people that get in trouble. They're young people that are striving to do their best. We have A students. We have B students. We have students that are striving to be A, B students. But I believe that they all need to be celebrated. So this morning, because we have had technical difficulties, I'm going to make sure that all my ladies are here. Grace, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Good morning, Grace. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Ariana, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning, Ariana. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Miss Faith, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. And Miss Ariel, are you there?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. All right. Well, we're going to go on and get started. And like I said, our topic this morning is friendship. And I believe that this is probably going to just really be a good show. And so I want to go on and get started. I asked the young ladies what it means to be a friend and what it means, what you like to find in a friend. And I just asked them several questions about friendship. And one of the things that I've learned over the years of working with young people is sometimes we have good friends that we like and we're very particular about those friends. And then we just have some friend people that are just sort of our friends. And so I want them to take a good look at what friendship, and I want to find out what friendship means to them. Ariana, tell me what you your thoughts about friendship.
All right. What I look for in a friend is patience, honesty, and integrity. I like a friend who is going to be there for me. I like a friend who doesn't gossip. I desire a friend who trusts me and supports me. I care about a friend who cares about me. What makes me a good friend is that I'll be there for them. I will care about them. I will help them get through hard times. How to be a friend is to have trust in everything you do.
Okay, I like that. Very good. So do you consider yourself to be a good friend?
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna end up with a discussion at the end, but those are good points. Trustworthiness, those kind of things are important in a friendship. Who did I have that just joined?
Ariana.
Ariana Mack?
Yes.
Good morning, Miss Mack. How are you?
Good.
We're going to continue talking about friends. We just had Miss Griggs go, and she told us some good things, good qualities about having friends.
Yeah?
Grace, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Grace, tell me your thoughts about friendship.
To me, a friend is a person who you have known for a long time and who you have gotten used to. What I would look for in a friend is to be nice and kind, because nobody would want a mean friend. I would want my friend to be funny and sporty, because that is my personality, and I would want them to do the right thing. A friend will never turn their back on you or steal your things. They will always be there with you, and they will most likely never go away. I think the first friend you should make is your siblings, because they will always be with you. They will never leave you.
Okay, I think that's very good. Your siblings are very important in your life, because they're going to always be your siblings. And sometimes it's hard to have your siblings as friends, because you guys argue and fight and don't get along, but you need to understand that they're going to always be there. That was very good, very good. And one of the things that I want to emphasize with you all is it takes time to make a friend. When you meet somebody and you know them for 3 or 4 days, they're not really your friend. There's a difference between friends and acquaintances. An acquaintance is someone you just met and you don't know real well, and they don't really know you real well. And even though you get along, it doesn't make them your friend yet. They have to earn the right to be your friend, because you have to make sure that they are trustworthy, and you have to make sure that they're not the kind of friend that can get you into any trouble. So those are good. You guys are doing very well. Faith, what do you want to tell me about friendship?
What a friend means to me is someone who you can depend on, someone that depends and trusts on you, and someone that you can trust, and a friend who is not two-faced and who is positive and who encourages my ideas and sticks up for me and who makes me feel better when I'm down.
Okay, I like those qualities. Let me put a question out there to all of you. What does it mean to be two-faced? Who wants to answer that for me?
I do.
Who is I do?
Ariel.
Okay, Ariel, answer that for me, please.
What it means to be two-faced is, like, you can say one thing, and then you go behind their back and say another thing, and then when they come around you, you act like their friend, but then they walk away, you're not their friend.
Okay. Anybody else want to add to that?
Yes, I like to add to it.
Who is that?
I'm Matt.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, being too and acting like a friend is acting a true friend to you, because they're acting like your friend, but they're not. Two-faced is like, they act like you've been your friend, like, for as long as they've known you, but they haven't, because they, sometimes they just like you for what you have, and that's not right. You have to be a true friend.
Okay, well, let me ask you guys a different question. How many times have you, because it's okay to look at what other people do, but how many times have you had friends and you were nice with them, you were nice with them, and then when you got with other people, you treated them differently. Has that ever happened?
Yes.
No.
Okay, yes. Who said yes?
Ariel.
Tell me about that, Ariel.
Well, I have this one friend, her name is Ashley, and she's not the most likely like person in fifth grade, and everybody really doesn't like her. And I'm her friend and all, but, like, whatever I hear about her, I do agree, but, like, they're just judging her and what they see. They don't know, like, what she is on the outside, and they just judge her on how she acts. They don't know what's happening in her life to make her act like that way, because some bad things are happening in her life that are affecting her in school.
Okay, so are you her friend when people are talking about her?
Yes, I defend her, but then there are some things I agree, and she is working on that because her mom and dad got divorced, and she's just been having a rough, and her life's been downhill from that because she really doesn't get to see her parents anymore, and they argue a lot when they're around her, and she hears a lot of things that she's not supposed to hear when they're arguing. It's like, it hurts her a lot.
Okay, now that's a good point to make, because sometimes we judge our friends or judge people based on what we see or what we think we know. And so it's important, if you're going to be somebody's friend, there's a term that I use, it's called true blue. And if you're going to be somebody's friend, you need to be true blue. And that means I'm your friend when you're acting right, I'm your friend when you're acting crazy. I'm going to tell you that you're acting crazy, but I'm still going to be your friend. And so let me ask one more question, and we'll go on to the other girls. What about the friends that – have you ever had friends that really look cool and then they turned out not to be your friend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, who else says yes?
Ariel.
And who else?
Ariana.
Okay, Ariana, let me hear you. What are you saying?
Well, like, you know how Ariel said if I go to Ashley? Well, she says she's my friend. But every time I go, not the next day, my other friend, she's going to tell me that they said that Ashley said that you're a big whiny baby, and I thought she was my friend, but she was not. No.
Okay. No, understand what Ashley means is like the way Ariana acts in school. Somebody can say it one thing and they really don't mean it, and then she'll get her feelings hurt and she'll start crying and then go and snitch to a teacher about what happened. But she always ends up getting in trouble because she knows she's not really mean, and that's one of the rules in school. So she knows that.
Wait, what's the rule in school, Ariana? Say that again?
No, I'm just sharing. I said that she doesn't get in trouble. It's like she just takes things too seriously. Somebody means something, so somebody says something, but means a different thing. But she thinks they mean it in a bad way, so she'll get mad and start crying.
Okay. Ariana Griggs, what did you say about your friend?
Oh, that wasn't Ariana's right. That was Ariana Mack.
Say that again.
That wasn't Ariana, you know, I'm my sister.
Oh, it was Ariana Mack?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, one of the things you need to understand is that you have to make sure that people are your friends. Before you call them your friends, you have to test them out. Now, here's how you test them. If you are with them and they are talking about other girls and talking mean about other girls and talking about other girls' business, guess what? When you leave them, they're going to talk about you and they're going to talk about your business. And the reason that you know that is because you just witnessed the kind of person that they are. So you have to make sure that you're watching what kind of people that you're calling your friends. If they talk about other people with you, they'll talk about you with other people. It's just a simple rule. Okay? Has anyone else had friends that backstab them?
I think I have.
Go.
Well, there's this friend, her name is Takir, and I have another friend named Precious, and she says that Takir is kind of being mean to her and not, like, really treating her right, because one day she was, like, talking about her behind her back, and she's saying that her mom is mean to her. Mean to Zakir, and she's really not. And then whenever, like, she talks about her behind her back, Precious starts crying because she really has had some times, and her mom is, like, not mean to her friend Zakir, but now she's not friends with her. But Zakir is, like, talking behind her back and stuff like that.
Okay. So just like I said, you guys need to remember that if they'll talk behind other people's back, they'll talk behind your back. And they're not the type of people that you want to be friends. And the thing is that you're probably not going to have a lot of real friends. You're just going to have a couple of real good friends, okay? But you're going to have a lot of people that you know, okay? But they're not going to be your friend, your BFF. Okay? All right, let's go on. And I'll ask you some more questions in a minute. Faith and Grace, you guys are very silent. You guys are still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Ariana Mack, can you tell me about your thoughts about friendship?
Ma'am, what did you say?
Can you tell me about your thoughts about friendship?
Well, I think a true friend is a person who is always there for you, and they'll never go back behind your back because they know how you are, and that they'll always be there for you, the ups and downs in your life, even if sometimes but your true friends or your siblings, and they'll always be there for you, but even if they're not there for you, always have real true friends anyway.
Okay. And sometimes you have to realize that they can only be there for you as much as they can. Sometimes they're not there, but it's just because they don't know how to be there. Okay? And so you have to realize that sometimes that doesn't mean that they're not your friend. They just don't know what to do to help. Okay, Ariel. Tell me your thoughts about a friend.
I think a friend is a person that sticks by you through bad times and good times. And, like, when something bad happens, they won't judge you or be rude to you. Because, like, it does happen. Some people, they think they know what's going on, but, like, you say one thing and they think that you're doing something really bad. And, like, they just judge you on the spot. They don't never give you a chance to, like, explain it and stuff like that. So, like, people that do let you do it, explain what happened. And, like, it's really hard to, like, tell you what a true friend is because, like,
okay, well, let me tell you all about friendship, okay? And I heard someone say that our siblings are our best. We should make our siblings our friends, our best friends. But I need you to understand that the best friend that you will ever have, first of all, is Jesus. That's number one. And the reason that Jesus is such a good friend is because he knows how to listen. He knows how to help you. He knows everything about you, the good about you, the bad about you. He knows everything. And he still loves you unconditionally. Okay? Another reason that Jesus is your good friend is that he is the only one that will always be there. Good times, bad times, he's still going to be there. okay? So you've got to know that Jesus is your best friend. And believe it or not, your next best friend is going to be your parents. And sometimes you don't want to always tell your parents everything, but you need to learn how to communicate with them, because when you learn how to communicate with them, as you get older and more responsible, your relationship is going to change. And you need to know how to be able to talk to your parents, because in the end, they're the only ones that really, on earth, that really have your back. If something goes wrong, who's going to have to help you fix it? Your parents.
Your parents.
When other people are talking about you and mistreating you, who are you going to be crying to?
Your parents.
Your parents. Okay? So I want you to think about the fact that your parents are your second best friend. God, your parents, and then you make other friends. Okay? And so I want you to understand that friendship is a very important thing. It's a very strong bond. When you have a good friend, it's important that you treat them the way you want to be treated. You don't want to use them, and you don't want them to use you. And so the Bible tells us that a friend loveth at all times. Even if I'm mad at you, can I still be your friend?
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't mean we can have disagreements. We can have, I can be upset with you. But then in the end, because I'm your friend and because I love you, we're going to come to some type of understanding so that we can move on and continue to be friends. Okay. Have you guys ever had, here's a question for you. Have you ever had friends that have gotten you in trouble?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me who said yes.
Faith.
Well.
Wait a minute. Faith, go ahead.
You want me to tell like a specific story?
Yeah, tell me about a friend who has gotten you in trouble, or who you have gotten in trouble with.
So it was like a long time ago, but it was like this year in sixth grade. We were going to the bathroom, and we couldn't talk, and we were waiting in line to go back in the classroom, and we still couldn't talk, and I had something my friend wanted, and I wouldn't give it to him, and then we got in trouble for talking, so we got silent lunch.
Okay. Okay, who else? Has anyone else had a friend that they've gotten in trouble with, or they got them in trouble?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about it.
Well, it was back in fifth grade, but my friend, he's always asking me for pencils because he always leaves them at home. So one time, we were doing our silent work and we couldn't talk, and he didn't have a pencil, so he was asking me for one. So I was like, sure, so I gave him one, and then we both got in trouble for talking. But we were like, but he was asking me for a pencil, and she was, and the teacher was like, but you still were talking, so we got in trouble.
Okay. Have you guys ever had friends that your parents didn't really like? That they don't want you to be their friend?
Yes.
Who's telling me yes?
Ariel.
And Ariana.
Which Ariana?
And the other Ariana.
Ariana Mack.
Ariana Mack.
Okay, so I have a yes from an Ariana Mack and an Ariel Mack. Anybody else?
Ariana Griggs.
Anybody else? Faith, do I hear you today?
No, I don't have a friend that I feel like.
Okay, we're going to start with Ariana Griggs.
Well, my friend, I saw her at a Christmas party, and I thought she was going to be my friend, but then she thought that when I got to school and I saw her at school, I'd always say hi to her, and she thought that I was embarrassing her by always waving to her in the hallway around her friends, and I'm a fifth grader, and she's a fourth grader. And so when I was talking to her, well, she thinks I'm weird now, so whenever she sees me, she tries to run away from me. And my mom was, like, just saying that you shouldn't be her friend because you saw her at the Christmas party and you thought she was going to be your friend because she was acting like it. But then when you went to school and you saw her, then it wouldn't really work because she was running away from you thinking that you're a weirdo. So my mom just told me to, like, not be friends with her, so I just ignore her.
Okay. All right, that's probably good advice. Okay, Ariana Mac?
Well, yeah, it happened to Ariel, because once she was getting in trouble, and she got in trouble with a lot in ASP. And my dad said,
Ariel, why don't you talk to him?
And my dad said that we couldn't hang out with her because she kept on getting us in trouble.
Okay.
And because Ariel, because we used to get in trouble a lot because of her, because Ashley used to do stuff to her to make both her and Ashley get in trouble, and that's why my dad doesn't like her.
Okay. I don't think it's that your dad doesn't like her. I think it's that your dad just doesn't like you all getting in trouble.
That's so right.
Because
my dad.
Because
we
get
in trouble.
One talk at a time.
The reason my dad don't like her is he used to get us in trouble because she used to get us in trouble for something that she did.
Okay. Now, let me just explain something to you guys. In reality, nobody can get you in trouble but you. Because just because you're with them doesn't mean you have to do what they say or do what they do. Because you know what's right and you know what's wrong. But sometimes you are influenced by other people. Just like you guys were talking about in the situation where you weren't supposed to be talking and they asked for a pencil. Okay, well then, you know what, just hand them the pencil, don't say anything. Okay? Or ignore them. Okay, but you have to make sure that you take care of what you're supposed to take care of. And when you see people that you want to be friends with and they don't want to be friends with you, it's best not to be their friend because they're not going to be true friends. Okay, and what's going to end up happening is your feelings are going to end up getting hurt because they can really hurt your feelings because you're really sincere and genuine in trying to be their friend. And if they try to be your friend one place, but when you get in public, they don't want to be your friend, then they're not the kind of people you need in your life. Okay, we had some real background noise. Okay. So we're gonna move on. You guys have given me good definitions of friendships. How hard is it for you guys to be? I'm gonna ask each one of you. So Grace, how hard is it for you to be a good friend?
Well, for me, sometimes it's hard, but a lot of other times it isn't because, like, a lot of times we would be at lunch. And we have lunch at third period, so all our friends have, like, this table that we always sit at. Like, everybody has their table. So when we're sitting there, sometimes we're loud, and our teacher comes over, and we get in trouble. And it's like, wow. And I think, wow, you guys are always getting me in trouble. So some days I just, like, go and sit somewhere else. But other days it's just, like, I'm sitting with my friends because, like we're good friends.
Okay, but tell me, Grace, what would happen if you were sitting there with all your friends and you guys are like, what, the cool chicks?
Well, what I think is that, like, you know, some people say, like, people are popular and stuff. Well, I really don't believe in that stuff because, like, you could have a lot of friends, and that doesn't mean you're popular. It just means that you're really, like, you're a people person. That's what I think. But, like, if you're saying that we think, like, we were the cool kids, I think that, like what kids usually do, who will want to sit with the cool kids, and like, come over here and like sit with us, I guess.
Okay, but, so let me give you a scenario. Okay, so say you and your friends are sitting there, and this kid walks up who nobody else likes. None of your friends at the table like them. Okay. How would you respond to that?
I would try to be nice.
If they wanted to sit at your table, would you let them?
Yes. Because everybody deserves to have a friend, I guess, because nobody deserves to be lonely.
Okay. All right. And the Bible also tells us that if you want friends, you've got to show yourself friendly. That doesn't mean that you're so, be my friend, be my friend, be my friend. It's not like that. It's just be nice to them, because everybody likes somebody being nice to them. Okay, so if you want friends, you have to show yourself friendly. Okay?
Okay.
Ariana Griggs, let me think of a question
Pam?
For you. What would you do if your friends, and I think I need to ask this of all of you guys, what would you do if your friends asked you, told you something that they did, and it was wrong, and they told you that it was a secret and that you couldn't tell anybody, but this secret could really get them in trouble? What would you do? Because this is your best friend now. This is your BFF. What would you do?
I would convince the right thing.
Okay, first, let's go with Ariana Griggs. Tell me, Ariana.
What I would do is I would say, for your own purposes, and I know that you're my BFF, but I've got to tell someone, because if you don't, you're going to get in trouble, like major trouble. So I would do that for my friend and say, this is for your own good. And that if I don't do it, you could get in big trouble. So
Ariana, what if she tells you that I'm not going to be your friend anymore if you tell?
I would still do it because it's the right thing to do.
Okay. What about you, Ariana Mack? Would you tell? Ariana Mack. Okay, let's try Ariel. Ariel, would you tell?
Yeah.
No, I noticed some hesitation there. Are you sure? Would you tell?
Yeah, it's like, it's still a bad thing. It's just like, there's some things that have been happening in school today, last week, or this week, early this week, and, like, it was really, really hard for me even to hear what was happening and what was going on, because the person that did it was my friend and all. We were good friends, like, we were friends ever since fifth grade, and he thought since it's the last week of school, he can just do whatever he wants, but turns out that what he did got him in some major trouble. And it was like, it was really hard because the person told me what happened. I told the teacher right away. But it was just like really, really hard. Because the girl told me that he stole the CRCT scores. Everybody in our pod, he stole them. He told everybody what they got, and whoever passed, he told everybody that passed, and he told everybody that failed. So it wouldn't be a surprise when you got it in June.
Okay, so it was you told the teacher?
Yes, but he got ISS for the last 8 days of school, and he doesn't feel bad for it. He thinks he was the smartest one there just to find the CLCT scores and tell everybody.
Okay, so is he mad at you?
no, because Miss Treatment told me, the teacher got that told. She told me, that he wouldn't mention my name. She just said none of the students told me about it, so I wouldn't have to get called to the office and be right next to him and talk about the situation.
Okay, well, you did the right thing. What about the rest of you all, Faith and Grace, would you guys tell?
Yes, because if that friend told me to keep it a secret and I did, I would still be involved and we would both get in trouble. So I think I would tell and I would say this is for your own good, because if you try to keep it a secret, one of these days somebody's going to find out and you're going to be in more trouble because you didn't tell when you first did it.
Okay. What about you, Faith?
I would tell because it would be just the right thing to do, and I don't like to keep secrets, and especially I don't like to keep bad ones, and I don't like to see my friends in trouble. I don't really like to see them in more trouble than they would be if they did tell, and I wouldn't want to be caught up in it because I didn't tell.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Ariel, are you back? I mean, Ariana Mac, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you tell?
Tell what?
Okay, did you step away?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you tell if one of your friends had a secret and they asked you not to tell? Would you tell if it was something that could get them in trouble?
I don't know if it was really bad and they know they're not supposed to do it. What do you mean by tell? What do you mean?
Would you tell an adult? Would you tell somebody that they did what they did? If it was something that could get them in trouble or could hurt them, would you tell that they did it or would you keep the secret?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. Well, that's an honest answer. Okay. Here's generally the rule of thumb. If it's something that can hurt them, you always tell. I don't care if they don't want to be your friend anymore, you always tell, because you have to think, how would you feel if they got hurt or if something worse happened to them? Okay? So you have to always tell. You have to always tell if it's something that can hurt them. Now, you guys may have other kind of secrets, but I'm kind of like Faith. I don't really like secrets because other people know, and then they get mad if it comes out, and you don't know who they told, and it just turns into a mess, okay? But if it's a secret that concerns their safety or them having done something that's harmful to them, then you need to tell somebody that can help. Whether it's your parents, their parents, the school officials, whoever, you need to tell. And sometimes that's hard to do because they're telling you, if you tell, I'm not going to be your friend. Anybody that puts you in that kind of predicament, into that kind of a situation, they're not being your best friend at that time. And so you have to remember that. Okay, we are coming down to the close of our show. Does anybody else have anything that they want to say about friendship?
I do.
Go ahead.
I think that if you're going to be a good friend, you should be a good friend. And, if someone is counting on you to be a true friend and you're not being a true friend, then you shouldn't even tell them that you're going to be their friend. It makes sense that a person is counting on you and you're not even being a true friend, and that they really want to be your friend, but you're not being a good friend to them.
Okay. Because, you know, something that's a very good statement, Ariana, because your word needs to mean something. If I tell you that I'm your friend, then I need to be your friend. And I need to be your friend when I'm in your face, and I need to be your friend when I'm with other people. Because otherwise you're not a dependable person, and you're kind of being deceitful. So that was an excellent statement. If you're going to be their friend, be their friend, okay? That's excellent. And there is a story in the Bible about friendship, and I always like to end the shows with biblical truths, because these are things that happen in biblical times, but they are still, the meaning of them is still relevant today. And those of you who don't have good friends, you can ask God for a friend, a good friend. There is a story in the Bible about David and his friend Jonathan. David and Jonathan were the best of friends. The Bible says that they were so close that their hearts were, it was as though their hearts were knitted together. That's how close they were. That's how much they loved each other. And Jonathan's father did not like David. Jonathan's father was the king. His name was King Saul. He didn't like David. At first he did, but when he realized that one day David was probably going to take over his throne, he really stopped liking David and started really being mean to him. But even though Saul didn't like David, it didn't stop Jonathan from loving David, from being his best friend. And at one time, Jonathan's father, King Saul, he decided he was going to try to kill David. And if it had not been for Jonathan giving David a signal to let him know that the king was going to kill him, King David would have been killed. And so, but because he loved his friend, even when his father didn't love him anymore, you know, because he loved him, he stayed true to his friend. He stayed true blue to him. And here's the thing about it. Jonathan loved David, even though God's plan was for David to take over the throne. But who should have, in the natural, taken over the throne was Jonathan, because he was the king's son. But God wanted David to take the throne, because God said David was a man after his own heart. And so even though Jonathan knew that David would be king, Jonathan didn't get jealous because he loved his friend. So anytime you have a friend and you want to be a friend, you wish the best for them at all times, and they should wish the best for you. And you need to understand that you don't have to try to make someone be your friend. You're wonderful young ladies, all five of you. You're outstanding young ladies. If you were not, I promise you, Miss Sharon would not be having this conversation with you. But because I know your character and I believe you to be genuinely kind-hearted young women, and I believe that you are young women that love God, I want you to understand you can have good friends, and God wants you to have good friends. But the best friend that God wants you to have is himself. And so what that means is that means just like with your rest of your friends, you need to spend a little time with God. Talk to him. Ask him to show you things, to show you how to do things, to give you ideas, and he'll do all those things for you because he's your friend and because he loves you. And so this was an excellent show. You guys had great ideas about what it means to be a friend. I am so proud of you. I know you all are coming to the end of the school year, and I'm liking the grades that I'm hearing. I want you to understand that I pray for you on a regular basis, because I just want to see you all go out into the world and be great women. Yeah, this morning we seem to have the only, all of our reporters were girls, and that is great. So I get to tell you, girls, you're outstanding, okay? And I want you to understand that you can be whatever you want to be, and ask God, what is it that he would have you do? And he will show you. And so I want to thank you this morning for your time. I want to thank you for the effort that you put forth. I want to encourage you to be a good friend to other people. And I need you to ask God to make sure that you're friends with the right people. There are some people that are not going to be your friends. And you have to accept that they just don't want to be your friends. And you're going to have to be okay with that. Okay, it doesn't make you not a good person, not a great person. It doesn't do that. It just means that that's their choice. And just like you get to choose the friends that you want to have. So I encourage you to be a good friend and to choose people with good character. If your kids that are getting in trouble, No, you don't need to be trying to be friends with them, because what happens is they have more influence on you than you're going to have on them, because for some reason it always seems more fun to do things we're not supposed to do. So if you have kids that are getting in trouble, those are not the people that you need to make your best friend. Okay? So we're going to move on. I want to thank you all for your time and for your contribution. And we will be back in 2 weeks. We are, once again, looking forward to the summer months. We're going to be having a picnic so that we can recruit additional junior giants.
Wait, are you hearing?
Yes. Yes.
What day is that? The picnic?
What? Huh?
Is that the picnic thingy? What day is that?
Is what?
The picnic thing you just said.
Oh, we don't have a date yet. When we do, I will let everyone know it. I will also post it on the website for those of you who are listening. We will be having a picnic this. Hmm. Did you have another question?
Oh well, it's 2 weeks from now. Oh wait. Oh, never mind.
Okay. It's going to be off into the summer, and it may be even closer. I'm going to say in the middle of the summer because I don't want to do it at school time. But we're coming up on, in August, we will have had the show for 1 year, and that's actually what the picnic is going to celebrate, that we've been doing Junior Giants for 1 year, which I think is great. And so we're asking God for great things for Junior Giants, and because we're asking, and we're asking in faith, we know that God is going to grant us our petition, what we're asking Him for. But once again, I want to tell you all that I think you're wonderful young people, and I want to encourage you to continue to do your best, be all that God created you to be. You're great because God is in you, and God is great, and He created you to be great. And so we look forward to our upcoming activities. Don't forget the website at junior_speaks. And see our webpage, and you'll be able to see the young people there when they about their rewards are going to see their academic performances. So I want you to go on and see those. Junior Giants, when you send them to me, make sure you go on the website and see how they're posted. And I wanted to thank you all for your participation today. Thanks to the parents, as always. We're going to end our show with one of our previous musical guests playing out. This is Elmas High on the saxophone. We pray that you enjoy it, and we want you to have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.